From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, August 20th. The day in 10. Let's begin with the story drawing the most coverage. Let's get into it. First, from Bloomberg Top, Bloomberg Daybreak Europe, China's cheap AI edge podcast. Next, second, from Bloomberg Top, China's AI cost advantage, Harry and Meghan leaving US, more. Up next, third, from Bloomberg Top, luxury sales plunge in China as tax push hits wealthy shoppers. Global luxury brands are facing a deepening sales slump in China, as the country's campaign to tax offshore wealth sends ripples from stock markets to casino floors and dampens spending by the country's richest consumers. And then, fourth, from the Hindu Top, why is the Supreme Court examining polygamy again? Explained, the Muslim men's supposed right to have multiple wives is once again before the Supreme Court. Following a petition challenging the constitutional status of polygamy, the court sought the center's response last week. It also asked the center to consider taking suitable legislative steps to abolish the practice for all citizens, irrespective of religion. The petition was filed by five activists, who sought to have polygamy treated as a criminal offense under Section 82 of the Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. Next, fifth, from Channel News Asia, China jails Evergrande founder for life, fines firm more than $1 billion. A Chinese court ordered all of Hui Kaiyan's personal property confiscated. Beijing, China on Thursday, August 20 sentenced the founder of embattled property giant Evergrande to life in prison and fined the company and an affiliate more than $1 billion after a high-profile default 5 years ago. Evergrande Group was the face of Chinese real estate, surfing a decades-long property boom as it peddled home ownership dreams, but its access to credit dramatically narrowed when the government introduced curbs on excessive borrowing and speculation. Up next, sixth, from BBC News Top. Captured Ukrainian-born soldiers tell BBC why they fought for Russia. In western Ukraine, behind high walls and layers of locked gates, there is a camp full of men captured fighting for Russia. Many of those crouching in the shade around the edges of the prison yard were recruited from big cities like St. Petersburg and Yekaterinburg, not far-flung and poorer regions like at the start of the full-scale invasion. But not all the prisoners are Russian. Amongst them are soldiers from Ukraine itself, the men who went to war with their own country. And then, seventh, from BBC Asia, founder of China's Evergrande sentenced to life in prison. Hui Kaiyan pleaded guilty in April to several charges, including embezzlement of assets and corporate bribery. Shenzhen Intermediate People's Court also fined Evergrande Group 8.82 billion £960, $1.31 bin, while its real estate unit was ordered to pay 7 billion, according to state media. Hui's sentencing marks a pivotal moment in the fallout from Evergrande's collapse, which shook China's property sector and left investors and domestic banks reeling. That's the day. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.